You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Let's talk about hair, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that we see. Let's talk about hair. What's up, what's up, what's up? You are listening to Daniel Coy, D-Coy, for those of you who know me. And tonight we will be talking about the ever-ending battle of union hairstylists versus non-union hairstylists and makeup artists too. So, where do I begin? If we're going to talk about my story, which I can give you a little brief history, I got in super easy. Super de duper duper easy. It was 10 years ago, or going on 10 years, and I worked my butt off swinging on Broadway, and I applied. It was in January I applied. April was when they had the interview, so I did a photo shoot. I just made wigs for them. I did pin curl sets and this sets and that sets. Everything in their mother that, you know, the union website had. Actually, I don't even think I went on to our union website because it wasn't, like, up to par or up to standards, they said. So I called and got the info. So now you can definitely go to local798.org. Right? .org? Yeah. Org or net. One of the two. And so from there, it was like, you know, kind of easy. I didn't want to be a journeyman. A journeyman is meaning you can do both crafts. You can cross crafts, Broadway and TV and film. I just wanted Broadway. I was a Broadway boy. That's how I started. That's how I got my start. That's what my passion was. That's what I loved. You know, 10 years later, here I am a journeyman. But what it has done, it does not book you work. I just want you to hear me once again. It does not get you work. It sometimes puts out the newsletter that has all of the information for finding jobs, like the producers and who's hiring and what shows are coming up. It does do some of that work for you, but it really doesn't. So you're still hustling, you're still grinding, you know, the streets of New York or New Jersey or Pennsylvania. Our jurisdiction is the East Coast, basically. You know, now Atlanta has a ton of people coming up here, taking jobs away from people who live up here. No comment. A little salty. Wound still wide open. So that is basically, like, in union, it gets you benefits, it gets you, you know, a pay scale, you know, that is a decent living wage, for the time and the era that we're in, which is great, you know, overtime and meal penalties and working certain hours and turnaround times and breaks and stuff like that, you know, your kit fee, you know, rental and all that. So then, I have worked on some non-union jobs, some for mostly friends, you know, they needed a favor, so this was my alright favor, and they, everyone has to start somewhere, so I go in with them with a very big heart, where I really do want everyone to learn as much as they can. You don't really have as much bargaining behind you. If you know the person, you know they're going to try to get you a good rate, you know, you'll get more money in your paycheck because some of your paycheck goes for all the crap that they have taken out for your benefits. Which one is right, which one is wrong? I mean, there's no right and wrong for this. But it is, you know, I think it just helps you in the longer run that, I mean, you're getting benefits, I mean, there it is. You know, from anything that I've actually heard, it's that we get benefits. So that is the difference between like working non-union work and working union work. So, yeah. And now, you know, there's like legislation passed now about unions and not picketing, and that I don't even know. I can't even go into it. So yeah, I mean, it really depends on your skill level. You know, if you can not do union work and then you can pay your own insurance and all that, bless you. You know, if not, you know, there's the union, and you know, you can have to work a certain amount of days a year. So don't think it's just like, ooh, you get it no matter what. Nope, you got to put in your time in order to get paid to do it. So you have to have, I forget numbers, don't quote me on numbers. Let's just pick a number of like 102 days you have to work a year in order to get the full benefits for that one cycle. I think there's like 3 cycles a year, something like that, or 2 maybe, 2 cycles. Bad explanation of the union. Sorry, guys. But you get the gist. Like, that's really what it's about. So, yeah. So, if you have some more questions for me, or topics you want me to discuss while I am going into my sleep zone. This is when I record them late at night. Or not that late at night tonight, because it's early morning tomorrow. But yeah, I'd love to hear them. Please, I want to hear your feedback. I want to answer your questions. For those of you who will be taking a class with me coming up soon, this is where I will be answering all of your questions. So what I'll be doing is, with every purchase of my book, the book, Wigs, From Salon to Stage and Screen, with every purchase, you will get an email address in that book, and you will send your 2 to 3 questions, and I will be answering them here. You know, and of course, I will give you an alert of when your question is aired or whatnot, or just come check back. It's going to be, you know, hopefully you'll know your questions. So to do that, you're going to want to go to danielcoyeducation.com to get your copy of my book, Wigs, From Salon to Stage and Screen. You are going to want to go to danielcoyeducation.com. And of course, find me on Instagram, posting stupid photos from wherever the hairy I am, in some ditch, looking at some hair, Daniel Coy Official on Instagram, and Facebook, Daniel Coy. And don't forget to sign up for Wig Hackers. I know, I'm giving you so much to do. Oh my god, it's so much. You know what? Forget about me. Learn about Wig Hackers and the Wig Hacker family that we are creating. One wig stylist at a time, and get your copy of the book so I can answer some questions and we can really, you know, pick my brain. Alright guys, till next time.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.